This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is episode 502 of the Dressage Radio Show, official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products and Total Saddle Fit. On today's show, we are joined by author Britta Schaufman for our book of the month, Dressage School. And regular guest Michael Bragdell comes on to introduce the USDF Handlers Clinic, as well as giving us a great trainer tip.
This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield from Wellington, Florida.
And this is Philip Parks from Rockwood, Ontario, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Well, hi, Phil. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I guess we have to say happy Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. I know. we were recording early today because Britta on from Germany, and Glenn said, oh, that's so nice. You and Phil are going to record
gonna
early.
Spend Valentine's Day together.
And we were both like, what? Huh? And then I thought, oh, it's probably a good thing because I'm sure you and Meredith are doing something. We're just having a quiet dinner at home. So, but it would be nice to not. We normally record in the evening, so we have a little time with our spouses.
Spouse time.
I know. Well, I had great rides. I'm not gonna lie. My horses got extra kisses and treats today because I like to give them extra
hearts?
Kisses. No, they didn't. Okay. A couple carrots. That's it.
All right. Some sugar, some carrots.
Some sugar, yeah.
The usual.
The usual. It's just another day at Maple Crust for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
you've
it's
had
been
a good week. Tell us a little bit about the Five Star or the Isabel Wirth Clinic. We're all excited to hear about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been, that's the thing about down here. That's the beauty. You can soak up as much as you'd like or nothing at all. It sort of depends. But so it was a very good week last week with the Five Star. Started off with the Isabel Wirth Symposium, which we will get one of the riders on, one of the shows coming up, but really Isabel Wirth is all about basics. I'd like to give you some amazing but
magical tips.
Magical trip, from the dressage goat or the greatest of all time, but it is basics. She hounded everyone on basics from the young horse to the Grand Prix horses. And, she did a lot of, if don't make the horses huge and these crazy trots, she's like, can you make it trot small? Can you make it canter small? Then can you increase from that point? And a lot of the riders struggled with it, honestly, which was interesting, but it was really fun to watch what she was doing and how she was doing it and just how persistent she was and how patient
meticulous. The details are so important.
Oh my goodness. She, if you took anything away from that day, you took that away. And that was, how meticulous she is on basics. But it was great. I mean, the stands were full and they had six horses and riders for about 30 minutes each, 30, 45 minutes each. And she worked through from a young horse all the way up. So, but that was the overwhelming kind of takeaway message. So that was quite cool. So really enjoyed it. And then the Five Star Grand Prix, it actually was a little bit of a down year for the Five Star.
Not a ton of entries. Mm-hmm. Eh?
There were not a ton of entries. Brittany Fraser from Canada won and had actually a very, very nice test. So that was fun to see. Really, all the big guns have already competed or will compete in the next few weeks
in the World Cup circuit.
That's right. They're in the World Cup circuit. So that's why it was a little bit of a down year for that. But it was good. Gave some other riders some opportunities to get in there.
I think I saw that there was very large entries in the small tour classes.
There were.
Mm-hmm, I think we have quite a few riders trying to. It's a Pan Am year, some qualifying scores because on the Pan Am team there are two small tour horses. That's Prix St. George I-1 and I-1 Freestyle, and two big tour horses: Grand Prix Special, and Grand Prix Freestyle. So big small tour classes.
Right. Right, which was quite good. So, and the three-star Grand Prix was also good. There were freestyles and Grand Prix pretty much the whole weekend. I happened to pop over and, you know, Saturday afternoon, and they were going on. So that was quite cool. So that was good. And then last night, actually, JJ Tate held a clinic with Suzanne Van Dietz. So I got to see, she did a lecture last night. So that was fun to go to
the
lecture.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's a really interesting perspective, and I really like her.
Yeah, very much on the rider's position and how the rider's body affects the horse. So that was really cool. So a lot of cool things going on.
Fantastic.
So that was great. But we have a really fantastic show, and we're going to start off with Michael Bragdell. He's on to talk to us about the USDF Handlers Clinic that's happening in April at Hilltop Farm. Well, today we are very happy to have Michael Bragdell. He is the head trainer at Hilltop Farm, and he is going to talk to us today about a new announcement that just came out from USDF that he and Sarah Vanacek will be holding April 6th through 7th at Hilltop Farm, a USDF handler clinic. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Reese. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
We always
you're like a regular guest now, aren't you?
We
first
love it.
Base.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all you need. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about this is a fun announcement and a great learning opportunity. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, you know, I'm excited about having this clinic. It's something that has sort of been in the workings for a little bit in the back of our minds. Christy Wysocki has been a great person to push on this program and get this rolling. And I'm excited that Sarah's going to join us and you know, show that it's not just a guy thing. I think females can be out there and do a really good job handling the horses as well. But what we're trying to promote and trying to encourage is young professionals to come out and get involved in the handling of horses at the breed shows and possibly also inspections and so forth.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit, you know, I this would be a great thing for me because I don't know much about sort of what you're going to do and what handler the requirements. So can you tell us a little bit more about sort of what the requirements and that kind of thing?
Requirements for
the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what we're, you know, it's not that you have to have any prior experience. I think it's more about what you want to step into that field of our sport and get more involved in breed inspections, the breed shows. Those are the people that we're looking for. It's a little bit geared towards young professionals, but we are totally open for adult amateurs and young riders to participate as well. We really just want to expand it. I feel there is more shows, more horses that need to be handled than there are handlers available to do it, shows and inspections. And that's, we want to be able to fill that void.
So what are some important skills, you know, in being a horse handler? And is there any sort of quick things that you can tell us on air today about handling sport horses?
Well, I think having a good basic fitness is probably good.
Yeah.
It does involve a lot of running. So if you don't like running, then it might not be what you're looking for. But beyond the running, I think it's something that you also need to have some type of feel for a horse. It doesn't work if you are great at running. You can ride a 5-minute mile, but you don't have any horse skills. So that won't necessarily make it a good outcome. So I think the two of those things are important, that to be able to be fit enough and enjoy the running, and then have enough amount of feel and skills with the horses or some horse experience. I think that is important. You know, the rest is, you know, we will go through techniques that you can use, handling foals at inspections, handling young horses at breed shows, both from my experience over the years and Sarah's experience. The great thing is, as well, Christy Wysocki is going to be there, and she's going to give the participants and auditors as well the viewpoint from the judge. and she will talk about the confirmation, what they're looking for, you know, and all those things are important when you are, when the horse that you are presenting is being judged. So, you know, how to stand them up, why am I standing the horse up a certain way? Yeah, so we'll go over all of those things. And I believe in the end, we're going to run sort of a mock show. Christy Wysock is going to judge each participant with their horse. We're going to do live horses. And I think we have a good group of horses, so everybody's going to be able to handle quite a bit. That's the goal in a way. So
great. So I just want to talk about my, you know, my own experience at sort of, you know, breed shows, whether, you know, when I was working in Holland, we had some horses go to the breed show. And then here, the owner of my horses breeds Hanoverians. And so I think a big thing that hopefully that you're going to educate people on is that it is important to train the horses a little bit in handling before you go to a breed show. Because I've seen so many young horses just get free from their handlers. And I think it's just basically, you know, having worked with the horse for at least a couple of months before you ship them in a trailer and then kind of run around with them and, you know, to show them off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a very good point. I think over the years, when I first started doing the breed shows here in the US, it tended to be that's how people would train their horses. They would come to the breed show and show up, and they felt that was a great opportunity for the horse to be trained and perform at the breed show.
Right.
You know, in the end, it doesn't benefit the horse because they have no training, and then they get to the show and there's so much commotion already. There's so much to look at that they're not used to. Maybe the barn they come from is only four horses, and they come to a horse show and there is 50 horses. It's a very, very different environment. It can be stressful for the young horse. And then on top of that, now they have to, quote unquote, perform with a person they don't know. So I think doing the homework at home is very important, both for the handler and for the horse. I always encourage our clients to do the homework at home, get a lesson in or two and practice. And then when you come to the horse show, you will be set yourself up for success by having done all the homework.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. You know, actually, in my past, my mom had Hunter Futurity babies, so it's a little bit different, but it was the same idea, is to get them ready to go to the breed show. And I have to be honest, it wasn't my favorite thing to do, and anyone who knows me knows I don't like to run. So it's maybe not my sport, but it really, but those babies, by the time we got done with them, and it's a little different in the Hunters, but same concept.
Yeah.
By the time we were done with them, you know, they had to learn to get on a trailer and how to behave and how to behave at the horse show. And we had to go to the Kentucky Horse Park. So, I mean, you know, we couldn't just, like you said, they can't just show up. Like, we had to take them to different places. So, you know, it did teach me at the end of the day, it is a really good thing to learn how to prepare a baby, how to get it to the horse show safely. But there's a lot of steps to do that. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity. Michael, how do people register for the clinic? How do they go to the website? Tell us how they register for the clinic.
I believe it's on the USDF website. There might be a link on the Hilltop Farm website as well.
Yes.
That's hilltopfarminc.com.
Fantastic. And USDF, if you have, I pulled up the website and you need to contact the office, you send an email to sporthorse@usdf.org.
Yeah. And pre-registration, I believe, is March 1st. So it's, well, what do we have? 2 weeks?
Coming up quickly, isn't it?
Coming up.
It's coming up. Oh, fantastic. Well, Michael, as always, thank you so much for coming on the show. And you do so much for so many aspects of the sport. And this sounds like a fantastic opportunity for young professionals that would like to get into the sport. So thanks so much for having us. And if you have any questions, everyone, go to the USDF website.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's lovely. I really encourage people that are interested in it, for sure, sign up if the participant spots haven't all been taken already. If not, if you're thinking about it, I'd encourage people to please come and audit. I think there's lots of information to get. Christy Wysocki is wonderful and has a wealth of information, even if you're not necessarily interested in the handling, just the confirmation end of it and what is being judged and so forth. I think so. I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Well, right after this commercial break from Kentucky Performance Products, we're going to come back with our book club. It is back by popular demand. And both Phil and I are really excited about sharing this dressage school book with you. And the author, Britta Schuffman, will come on after the commercial.
The sun is just peeking above the tree line as you walk into the barn. You grab your horse's halter off the hook and head out to the field. The dew shimmers in the sun as you walk across the damp grass. You call his name and his head comes up as he walks toward you, looking for the apple in your pocket. You take your time grooming, enjoying the peace and quiet in the empty barn. A refreshing breeze greets you as you start down the tree-lined path. Your horse ambles along on a loose rein as you both enjoy a relaxing ride. The feeling you get on an early morning hack is why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Microphase. Fill the nutritional gaps in your horse's diet. Microphase vitamin and mineral supplement is a low-calorie way to provide your horse with the vitamins and minerals missing from their diet. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
Well, this evening, we are very happy to have Britta Schuffman from Germany. She is the author of our book for this month for the Dressage Radio Show Book Club. It is back for February, and she is the author of Dressage School, a source book of movement and tips. Britta, welcome to the show.
Hello. Nice to hear from you.
We are I've been very excited about this interview because off the air, we talked about that I have read your book and used your book for a reference for years. So I'm a little, we would say, fangirl. I'm a little excited to talk to you. So Britta, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, what to tell about myself? I started riding when I was a little kid, and I think I was born with the top hat, because I really liked dressage when I was quite little. And yeah, well, I went into the show riding and made it through the years up to Grand Prix level. And for a couple of months, I thought about becoming a professional, but my parents thought it's better to try to learn a normal job. So I went to college and studied physical education. And from there, I became a journalist, a sports journalist. And after a couple of years, I moved to the German horse magazine Reiterrevue. It's Riders Review International. And I worked there for a while. And during that time, I was asked to write my first book from an editor. It's Cosmos here in Germany. And that's how the whole thing started.
And how did you pick the topic for the book? How did that come about?
It developed during the years. The first book, my editor asked me if I could write a special topic, how to get into the dressage show riding for beginners. And after I did this book, they asked me if I had other ideas. And the dressage school topic was one of those ideas here in Germany. And it is a very successful book in Germany, too.
And I can see why, because you pick a movement and tell us how each movement works. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it is. The idea was because I do give a lot of lessons. I also work as a trainer. And during the training, I saw that lots of people first don't know exactly how to ride a movement. And also, lots of people don't know why they ride a special movement, what it does for the horse. And so the idea came up to me to write a book about this. So, for example, all the transitions. Lots of people, they just ride a transition between a trot and walk and don't think about the sense of this transition. And my thought was to explain from movement to movement, from A till Z, what to do, what it does to the horse, how to do it, and what it is for. So that's what I did.
I love that about the book, because you say, how is it supposed to look? What's a common mistake?
Yeah.
The correct aids, and what is the goal of the movement?
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. And then how on the pyramid of training, it affects the pyramid. So that's why it is such a good reference book for everyone to have. Was that kind of part of the idea?
Yeah, that was the idea, because I think the training pyramid for me is such a very important thing to know and to work with. And it's important for me that all riders understand it. Not only the good ones, most of the good ones, they know it, but the beginners and the not so very experienced riders, sometimes they don't have an idea what all these things mean. And that was the idea behind the book, to explain to everybody from the very simple movement up to a high level movement like the upper passage, what's the goal behind the whole thing, and that all these movements are not just made to be kind of circus movement, but they have their own sense. They really help to train a horse to make it more athletic.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part in our sport, that sometimes maybe people, like you said, who are new to it, or young people that think that there's a lot of movements that are just kind of circus tricks, right? You know, like you said, a surface movement, where really through training a horse gymnastically and correctly, you actually make them, you know, our purpose is to make them better athletes through relaxation and not just drilling movements, but to have an idea that you're helping the horse to learn and to develop if you understand the purpose of what you're doing. And then I think that makes the training of the horse so much easier to do. So I'm really glad that there's a book that helps people to understand that.
Yeah, as you said, lots of especially younger people, they think they can train single things. And sometimes when I give clinics, I'm asked by riders, I want to teach my horse the flying change. And then I realize that they are not able to ride a nice transitions from canter to walk. They can't ride nice transitions between the tempo or inside the tempo, collected and extended canter. They don't feel the rhythm of the canter. And then I try to explain them that all these things are the basics for the flying change. And sometimes I like it to see that the people start to understand why they do things. And that helps, of course, the horse to get more athletic. It helps it to understand the rider. That's most important. Lots of horses really don't have an idea what the rider wants to do. And I think that's very important, that the rider understand before he wants to ride something with a horse or teach a horse something, he should understand himself what he's doing, how he's doing it, and why he's doing it.
Well, and that's why I think your book is so fantastic, for sort of everyone to own this book. Because even if you've taught it before, it never hurts to go back and refresh. Why do you do it? How do you do it? And then for instructors, or even better, young instructors, how do you explain it? And I love how you just take the time and it's very clear how you do it and why you do it. And I don't think there are not too many books out there that really go and make it as simple but complex, if that makes sense.
Thank you. I mean, this is a very nice compliment. I think I'm lucky to be a combination of a writer, a sports physical education teacher, a journalist. So writing things is quite easy for me because I'm used to it. And since I ride and I don't know what I feel on the horse, And I also know where the difficulties are, because every rider gets to a point where he has problems with it, with the horse. So I know also those problems, and I can explain the problem. I can explain the solutions, and I can play a little bit with words when I write it down. So I think that's maybe the mixture of Britta Schürfmann that makes it nice for people to read it and understand it.
So how did it go for the English translation of the book? Did someone help you with it? You know, how was that process achieved?
It's not me who translates it. The Trafalgar, when they are interested in a book, they are in contact with my editor, and they buy the license, and then they translate the book. And they have people to do this. And sometimes there's several sentences they are not sure about if they understand it right. And then they contact us, and we talk about it and find a solution so that they know exactly what I try to say in German, and then they translate it properly.
I love
it. That sounds pretty easy.
And Britta, tell us real quickly, tell us about your horse, because he's in the book, isn't he?
It is a horse of a friend of mine. His name is Ribéry, and he's a real nice horse. He's trained up till intermediate, and I'm very happy to ride him, since my former dressage horses are too old now. And my dressage horse, which I was very successful till Grand Prix, she was retired 4 or 5 years ago, and it was very sad. She passed away last year by a colleague, aged 23, but still I would have hoped that she would have stayed longer with me, but that happened.
Yes.
The horse and the book, it's Ribéry, and he's a real, real nice gelding, and he really wants to learn things, and that's so great about him.
Nice. And we actually received a new copy of the book. What was the idea behind, I think the photos are new?
The photos on me?
They're new. Yeah, you updated the book, correct?
Yeah, we updated the book because my editor thought that it's the book is on the market since quite many years. I don't know exactly when the first edition came out. It's many years ago. And they just wanted to get it into a more modern frame, and also to keep on with the development of other riders. And so in the book are also some students of mine. So I think it makes it more personal, and little things I added into the writing, little things during those last years, I thought I could have explained even a little better. So I changed some things in the chapters, not too much. Added a couple of little things, but mostly it's the new photos and new explanations about the photos.
And all the riders are wearing helmets in this edition.
Yes. Yes. Well, nowadays that's very important. Also here in Germany. I mean, when I was young, nobody wore a helmet, but in between, I also wear my helmet. It's so important. It's so absolutely important. One of my students had an accident with her young horse 3 or 4 years ago, and she fell with the horse on the concrete, and if she hadn't had a helmet, she would have been, well,
yeah.
It was really, the helmet saved her life, absolutely.
And that is a big thing in Germany. I was the same when I was there. It was not common. And now everyone, it's the same in the U.S. It's today my neighbor here in Wellington was riding without a helmet, and I have not seen someone without a helmet in years. I thought, what are they doing? You know,
yes.
it was like, why would you do that? That's stupid. So it was great. And I have now both versions of the book. And like I said in the beginning, this is a wonderful book. I think everyone should read it and have it in your stable for reference. So Britta, thank you so much for coming on and being our author for our first book club book in 2019. Again, mm-hmm. It's Dressage School, a source book of movements and tips. And the website, you can get it at Trafalgar Square, which is www.horseandriderbooks.com. dressageradioshow.com, and we will put it up on the Dressage Radio Show Facebook page so everyone knows where to get the book. But Britta, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, and we are thrilled to be sharing the book.
Thank you so much for talking to me, and it was very a pleasure for me, and who knows, maybe sooner or later Trafalgar will maybe translate another book of mine, so I would be very happy if you would read it then, and if you would like it like you do, yeah, like you like this one.
Absolutely. We'll be your first testing in America, in Canada.
Super. Super. Okay. It was nice talking to you.
Well, Phil, I'm excited to ask you if you got the new stirrup leathers from Total Saddle Fit.
They have arrived, and they're on my saddle, and I've been riding the last week with them, and I love them.
I do too. They are fantastic. Justin is like a wizard. I don't know how he comes up with this stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like sort of a very simple concept to make the leather wider and more thin, right? Go under your leg. And it's fantastically comfortable, first of all, and functional.
Yep.
So we can always use a little extra help to get our leg back and in the right position and to be quieter. And I'm pretty sure this is helping me. I have to wait for my next lesson to get confirmation, but already in my own mind, I'm doing a better job. So thank Justin.
I love them. Yeah. I love them. I ride my younger horse with him. It's on his saddle. And now I'm like, oh, I really want him on all my saddles, actually. I'm like, I want to put him on the other saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to get more, you would actually order them from Justin at totalsaddlefit.com. But we really like these stirrups. I've had mine for about 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm loving them. So,
The leather is just beautiful and soft, and yeah, it gets everything in the right place.
Well, we love it. Well, again, if you have any questions about the stirrup leathers or the Total Saddle Fit shoulder relief girths, totalsaddlefit.com, and Justin will send you back an email. He's awesome. And we now have a great Total Saddle Fit tip from Michael Bragdell. He stayed on the show with us.
This week's dressage training tip is brought to you by Total Saddle Fit, home of the shoulder relief girth, at totalsaddlefit.com.
Our Total Saddle Fit tip of the week, Michael Bragdell, the head trainer at Hilltop Farm, stayed on the line with us. Michael, what's your tip for the trainer tip of the week?
Well, I think one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is the ladder work and trying to maintain the quality of the gates, and keeping that in mind, that the ladder work is really supposed to help our horses improve, especially improving their gates. And if we just ride through the motions, a lot of times it sort of takes the quality of the gates away. So really, as you're going down the long side, if you're riding straight and you go into a half pass, it shouldn't make the trot less. It should at least stay the same. And I think with time and experience and with strength, hopefully you can let the trot grow within the half pass, if you want to call it that. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense or not, but.
Yeah, no, I think it does. And Phil, this has also been on your pet peeve list for the last couple weeks, wouldn't you say, or in general?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, riding leg yield especially, I tend to have a little, mostly lower level students. And somebody wants to achieve a really good leg yield for a 9 or a 10, that's what we should always be doing. You must see, if you want that highest score, you must see the exercise, the leg yield, like Michael said, to improve the trot so that when you come out of the leg yield, your trot is bigger, more expressive, more swinging. All of these things that we try and do are not just tricks. Like, it's not just about going, forward and sideways, but it's really about how does it help the horse get stronger and become a better athlete. So leg yield is one, and as you work your way up through to shoulder in and travers, we see a lot at shows and in training that they achieve the angles and the bend that is described in textbooks or in the tests, but we don't see the horses becoming more athletic. And I think that's the end goal for our training, and something to think about as a rider, you know, once you've taught the idea of the movement, to also teach the purpose of the movement to make the horses more balanced and better, and to make the gaits better.
Well, and I think that's it, right? Right. I think that's the sum of all the parts is, if you're doing the movements and the gaits get worse, you're not doing the movement correctly. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the point of doing a leg yield if it's not going to make the horse better? I don't think there is one.
Exactly. I think you summed it up really well, Philip. It's, you know, not only are we trying to improve the quality of the gaits, but it's making the throughness better, making the suppleness better, which you add it all up and it should make the gaits better. And that should be our goal with the lateral work. And I think sometimes that gets, as we're schooling for a horse show, I think sometimes we forget, like, why are we doing the legwork? It's not just going from point A to point B, but it is really about improving and how the horse moves.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, fantastic. Well, we can't thank you enough, Michael, for staying on the show. And how did our listeners find you online if they're looking for you?
Well, if they need me online, they can find my contact information at hilltopfarminc.com. And my email is Michael, MICHAEL, at hilltopfarminc.com.
Fantastic. Well, have a great rest of your week and happy Valentine's Day, because we're recording on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you guys. Hey.
Well, as always, we love email and Facebook shout outs. Keep them coming. We try to answer them. And if we can't, we will find somebody who can. And as always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guests on our website, dressageradio.com. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
The best way to find me is probably on Facebook, or my email is philip@horseradionetwork.com. I'd like to thank our sponsors for allowing us to put on a show, and don't forget to check out all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com.
Everybody, as always, keep your heels down, your shoulders back, and we will talk to you next week.